Puerto Ricans who never knew they were Puerto Ricans, who never took a coffee break from the Ten Commandments to kill, kill, kill the landlord of their cracked skulls and communicate with their Latin souls. Juan, Miguel, Milagro, Olga, Manuel, from the nervous breakdown streets where the mice live like billionaires and the people do not live at all.
When the patriarchy has got you down and all you want to do is rock it all away, well, then you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. I tell you week after week that this is a show where the music speaks for itself, and I am trying to do that in the first half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I don't know about you, but I am in that phase where I am just licking my wounds, trying to figure out what the next steps are. And I felt like that particular song right there, Hooray for the Riff Raff, is exactly that. Polente is the name of the song. Polente is a Spanish term for onwards or forwards. It's a Spanish affirmation, meaning onwards, forwards. And I just think about when I say that music speaks for itself, that particular song, there are lyrics that just jump out at me and chill me to the bone when she sings, "Lately it's been mighty hard to see, just searching for my lost humanity. I look for you, my friend, but do you look for me?" And when she sings, "To all who had to hide, to all who lost their pride, to all who had to survive, to all who came before," we say polente. And that, I hope, is an attitude that you and I are going to take with us. We will not hide. We will show our pride. We will move forward in the face of people that don't want us to do that. Before Hooray for the Riff Raff, we heard new music from Anita Franco. Her new album is called Unprecedented Shit. It came out in July. We heard the song New Bible. Oh, that particular song from Hooray for the Riff Raff, you can find that on her album, The Navigator. Lots more music to get in the next 30 minutes. I feel like the first 30 minutes was such an emotional trip for me. I kind of don't even know what we're going to do up next. Let's consider it a bit of a surprise. But I just want to remind you that you can stay in touch with Girly So Groovy all week long. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. There you'll find the playlist in print, links to the bands and musicians featured week after week, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and of course, you can message me any request that you have for the show. I would love to hear from you. Which musicians, which bands, which songs, which albums are acting as points of comfort for you right now in this incredibly weird world that we are living in? Okay, deep breath, palante, onward, forward. Up next, it is music from an incredible singer-songwriter that just makes gorgeous music. Her name is Iskwe, Iskwe. Back in the spring, she released a new album, Nina. You can hear Iskwe and Nina on Bandcamp, but we're going to listen to the opening track, a little piece right now from Iskwe here on Girly So Groovy.
There's no way to say goodbye, but I tried, could've died loving you. Though I'm not always in the right this time, what I've done, there's no excuse. I'll go out every single night with a light, trying to get you out of my mind. But every minute that goes by, I lose sight that you're still alive. You go.
A duo making their girly so groovy debut right there. It is Montreal indie rock act Hildegard. They have a new album out called Jules 1956. We heard the song Pour Your Heart Out. In the middle, it's new music from Falcon Jane from Orangeville, Ontario. Singer-songwriter Falcon Jane. Her new album is called Legacy. We heard the song Oh My God. And starting the set off, it is music from Iskwe. Her new album is Nina. A Little Piece is the song that we heard. All three musical acts are featured on Bandcamp. So if you would like to hear those full albums completely for free, simply go to Bandcamp and look for each of those three musicians. Speaking of Bandcamp, another musician featured on Bandcamp that's been getting lots of attention for her new album, When a Thought Grows Wings, is Los Angeles singer-songwriter Luna Lee, making her Girly So Groovy radio debut. Here is Luna Lee right now. Celebrating voices that need to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from a Toronto artist that I've been excited to share with you here on the program. Calisway is her name. Toronto alternative R&B and funk artist. We featured her on the program before. Calisway has a new album out called A Kid from Toronto. This time we listened to the song Afraid to be Broken from Calisway. In the middle, it is a Quebecois musician, Marie-Pierre Arthur. She has a new album out called Album Bleu. Marie-Pierre Arthur, like I say, is a singer-songwriter hailing from Montreal. We heard the song Sisters. And then starting things off, it is alternative dreamy indie pop from Los Angeles singer-songwriter Luna Lee. Luna Lee has a new album out called When a Thought Grows Wings, definitely getting lots of critically acclaimed love. We heard the song Confusion Song, the opening track from When a Thought Grows Wings. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap up this first hour with music from an artist that has not received some Girly So Groovy radio love in a hot minute. Gayonce is her name, a Montreal Haitian-Canadian artist now based out of Lisbon. She released a fantastic album, Masquerade. So from that album, we're going to listen to Gayonce teaming up with another Montreal R&B artist, Jeanette King, on the song Clout Chasers Anthem right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Leave me.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where, obviously, the music speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. I know that first hour did get heavy. I know that we definitely climbed on a political soapbox. But if there was ever a time where we need to shout and scream,